Hello, it's Mike Russo, Growing Up, Not Growing Old. This is episode 75. Just want to let you guys know what's going on with the podcast lately. Every other week, there's going to be fresh new content. And every week in between those weeks, I'm re-releasing the old shows, starting with episode 1. Currently up to episode 2. This is for the people who are jumping on now, jumping on a little late to listen to some of the older shows, because I think those shows are really great. Some of the best, some of my favorite shows were the early ones. One of my favorite, episode 2, the Shitcast, was just released last week. Go back and check that shit out, man, before it gets too late and I have to do it all over again. But as they are old episodes, the quality is really shitty. But I go into GarageBand, I try to tweak it a little bit, try to make it a little better than it was originally. But if you're wearing earbuds and you're in a car and the radio's off and the windows are up and nobody's talking to you, you should be all right. So check those out. I want to give a quick shout out to my man Drew from Arizona. Drew Norris, what's up, man? What's going on? He was cool enough to come out to New York for the Black and Blue and stop by and do the podcast with me. And then that was really great. What's up, Drew? I want to say what's up to my man Killer of Snakes from Australia. What's up, my man BT, holding it down over there. Hopefully I can get you on the show when I get my Skype set up. And I want to give a big shout out to the Netherlands, my number 2 most popular country. probably all bots, but give a shout out to them anyway. Big, big special shout out to ADO Radio, Attention Deficit Order on iTunes and Stitcher for having me and Angela on their show. Check out their latest episode. Well, check out all their episodes. That's a fucking great show. And congratulations to the Hanging Outcast for 2 years of awesome podcasting, Justin, Alicia, and Alex. And I think that's about it. Let's get started. Angela's with me today, tonight, right now, whenever. Let's start the show. Yo, what's up, Angela? What's going on?
What's up?
How you feeling?
Good. It's Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday night. We got the feeling for podcasting, so we're doing a little Wednesday night podcast. We've been up since 4:30, and it's 10.
I'm still going strong.
Yeah, I feel all right, too. I don't feel so bad. I'm going to break down my day. I was up at 4:30. Breakfast, shower, get dressed, bike ride. Did 6 miles today. Then go to work. Work. I did about 6-7 hours. Mm-hmm. Break time. Then I did another 4. Maybe another 5. Come home.
Mm, long day.
Long day. It's a long fucking day. And I still feel all right.
It's good.
And because I didn't eat any shitty food and I didn't drink any alcohol. So I think that's the main reason why I'm feeling so good right now. And I'm still going. But as soon as I hit that pillow, I'm out.
Absolutely.
But I like that. I like just working all day. Not job working, just working at whatever I'm doing, like riding the bike. Mm-hmm. I didn't work out during my break because I'm still sore from the other day when I worked out, but just working, just doing stuff, getting the body going, energy, fuel, and then coming home and playing with the kids and then finally just resting.
Yeah.
You know, but I feel all right right now. It's about 10 o'clock.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. The World Cup. Yeah. Big, big shit sound to them. I got into it for a minute, and then USA got kicked out, and I didn't give a fuck. It's true.
Okay.
But the fans are fucking rabid. Those fans are fucking ridiculously fucking rabid. I'm going to unplug this.
Okay.
I don't want it to fuck anything up.
Good call.
They got these crazy, crazy soccer chants. Now, I'm going to play one for you. I don't know how it's going to come across because it's... I just did a search on YouTube and I picked one.
Okay.
So it might not work. I don't know. We're gonna throw caution in the wind.
Okay. I want to murder all those people. They straight up slaughter. Especially that guy fucking filming.
Now what that is
oh,
is
God.
That I think that was Mexico, right? Now what they do is or Brazil. Alright, it's Mexico. Whenever the goalie gets the ball, they go puto. So the whole chant leading up to it was them waiting for him to get the ball.
It's like, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Punto, he finally got the ball. Oh, that's the worst. That's the whole fucking game. I could never, ever, ever, ever sit in a game. Ever.
I think it's faggot. Puto. Puto. Puto.
Puto. What does puto mean?
I think it means faggot.
Really? It's Mexican? Mexican?
Yeah. What did I say? Okay, check out this chant right here.
Okay.
See if you can figure out the words to this crazy soccer chant.
That sounded like there's a bunch of dudes standing in a bar with their arms around each other's shoulders, rocking back and forth while they're chanting that song.
Yeah, I can 100% see that. celery, celery. If she don't come, I'll tickle her bum with a lump of celery.
No fucking way. I did not make out one of those words.
You want to hear it again and yes. See if you can get it?
Yes. Now I hear every word. That is just the stupidest thing. It has nothing to pertain to soccer. It's just a stupid chant.
No.
All the same syllable.
There was an origin story for that. I just, you know how I am. I forget everything.
It's still so silly. And it's like mass amounts of people know this. Like, it's like the chant.
I know, like they're fucking animals.
Chants. It's crazy.
They're fucking animals. Look at this one. Hey, let's just try this one. I'm just blindly clicking, so.
Yikes. Suck asshole. No fucking way. And everybody knows what they're going for.
Yeah.
Like, they're all, like, leading up to it, and everybody fucking joins in, and it's all climaxing to this, you suck asshole.
Yeah, it's like fucking everyone's on the same page.
It's crazy.
I fucking love it. I really love it. The puto one I love is my favorite.
That's so terrible.
Puto! It's great.
Are you driving in your truck saying that in your head to yourself all day?
Yeah. I had the window open one day. The guy looked at me like I was fucking crazy.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, because I did the whole lead up too. I was going, whoa, for like 5 minutes. Whoa, and it just happened to be that I stopped at a red light and said, puto!
No, you didn't.
No, no way.
Oh. You had me going for a second.
Crazy soccer people.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, another 4 years, I'll be into soccer again.
When it's a major event.
Yeah, when it's a major event and the U.S. is in it. Because I don't give a fuck about Mexico or Italy. I would just go for U.S. USA.
Forza Italia.
Okay, this is an old story. Anthony Cumia got fired from the Opie and Anthony show on the 4th of July weekend. This is like, what, July 30th or something? I don't even know what the fucking date
coming
is.
Up on it.
There's not really much to say about it, only that this country's just a bunch of fucking pussies because he got fired for something he said off the air that didn't have nothing to do with the job. I guess that's really it, all I got to say. I mean, it really sucks for me personally because I'm on the road all day, and the Opie and Anthony show took up 3 or sometimes 4 hours of my day. So I got to fill up sometimes another 8. Luckily, you know, I got the Hanging Out Cast and Attention Deficit Order and Rebel Songs Podcast and Pot of the Damned and all these shows I listen to, Jim Florentine's podcast, to fill up the rest of the day. But I always save the Opie and Anthony show till like 3 o'clock. This is where I get it from, like, 3 to 7, and I'm out.
Right.
But now that Anthony's gone and the contracts are up in October, I might not have that show anymore, and it really fucking bums me out, man.
Do you think that Opie and Jim Norton are going to stay? Or you said, because I haven't heard that their contracts were up in October, and we haven't really talked about it.
I don't think they're going to stay.
I hope they don't.
I think the future is so much brighter out there with podcasting. Mm-hmm. The things that they can do with podcasting is just amazing. They can do video. They can do it's sky's the limit. And they could say, if they do a podcast, they could say anything they want, and they don't have to worry about getting fired. They're their own boss. The only thing is they won't get, you know, the kind of money that they're getting.
Right.
They won't get that kind of pay. But then, you know, they could do... Anthony's already got a show.
Yeah.
August 4th. August 4th, AnthonyCumia.com. She's going to have a show. It's subscription-based. It's like, I don't know, $50 for the year or something. I don't even know.
Well, he's got to make money somehow. I completely get it.
He's got a fucking mansion in Long Island, so.
And people will pay for it, like you will.
I will.
Yeah.
As soon as I get some money, I'll fucking pay for it. I don't know how I'll get it, because it's a video podcast.
Oh, so your phone kind of has to be on the whole time? Is it one of those?
Yeah, but it's you're going to probably need Wi-Fi to have it come in clear.
Right.
And I need these shows for the road, when I'm on the road.
You need to be able to download them.
Right. So I don't know if I should get it right away or wait for it to go to iTunes and I pay for it on iTunes. I don't know how it's going to work.
Well, I guess wait to see what happens, how it's going to come out, where you're going to be able to get it.
Or he has an app. He's going to have an app where maybe I can, if you have a subscription, you sign on to the app with your subscription name and you could download them, I'm hoping.
Maybe there will be just like an audio option too.
Yeah, but I don't think Opie and Jim are going to stay just because the future's too bright out there. With the things Joe Rogan's doing, he has a podcast. He has like 4 cameras.
Wow.
He does like 3-4 hours. He smokes weed on there. He does whatever the fuck he wants.
Imagine sitting in podcasting for 4 hours.
They take breaks and stuff, but I don't know. Okay. Joe Rogan, he's like a genius gorilla.
Yeah.
He's like an animal. He's huge. He's an MMA guy, but he's smart as fuck. And he could talk about anything forever. I don't listen to his show anymore because when I first listened to it, the quality kind of sucked.
Right.
He's gotten way better since. But he could talk about anything. He sits there for fucking 3-4 hours and talk about anything. Crazy. Yeah.
And he smokes pot?
They smoke a lot of weed.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Actually, Opie was on his show and he got him to puff.
Oh, really?
And he doesn't smoke weed.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't really know what to say about that. It's like an old story. It's about a month old. But I'm really bummed out. That was my favorite show. I've been listening to them since about 99. So that's a long fucking time. And no other show made me laugh like them.
I liked listening to it. I didn't subscribe to it and buy it like you did, but like when we were in the car, it was always fun to listen to. They're always funny. Always.
Yeah. It's just fucked up how people get fired, lose their jobs, lose their livelihood over things they say.
It is. It's crazy.
And he was physically assaulted by somebody, and he fought back with words on Twitter, and he got fired.
It's crazy. Sirius pretty much caved to the...
Well, here's the thing. Nobody was calling for his firing. Nobody complained. Sirius just did it on their own.
So, in other words, there's a higher up at Sirius that is a black man.
I don't think so. They're all white. They're white guys.
Really?
It's usually white people who do these things. Black people don't care.
Because they're guilty.
You know, it's like what happened was a black woman attacked him in the streets, hit him a couple times in the face. He got assaulted. He went on Twitter and just went on a rant about black people, called her an N and this, savages, nigger, but you know, just said there's a war going on and white people are losing. I think he meant, if you oppose Obama, you're a racist.
Yeah.
Like, I think he meant losing that way. Like, what she said when he was blocking her punches was, don't hit me, don't you hit me. And then 3 other guys came over and it was a thing, so... Sirius said that there was some violence in his tweets, and that's what they didn't like. Not that he said N or anything.
No, yeah, because he did say stuff like, I should have punched her in the face or whatever. Yeah, because she was an animal. I should have treated her like an animal.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
I get it. I get that. I get that. But there was nobody making a big deal of it.
No one, not that I've heard of, and not that only nothing's said about this woman, about this fucking animal who just started punching him because he was taking a picture of, you know what? I saw the picture. It looked like he was taking a picture of her. It really did because there was nothing else going on.
Right.
But who knows what? You know, I wasn't there. I can only speculate. Mm-hmm. So this fucking animal just, you know, straight up hit him in the streets, and nothing is said about her. What can you say? I don't know.
You know, she was a female defending herself against a Caucasian assailant. Just, you know, that's...
Yeah.
That's how it's going to go, you know?
Yeah.
But it's weird that, like, we haven't heard anything from her or whatever. She's, you know, just... Because the news is, like, they would normally track that person down or whatever.
They wouldn't because she was black. That's not a... You know, they don't want to... They want the white... They want the white guilty party. They always go for that.
Yeah.
They want that.
But maybe they would want her on to make him look bad.
Just like the Zimmerman thing.
Yeah.
Like, they were crucifying him because it was a young black kid. But meanwhile, everything in that case said that he was just defending himself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But they ignored all the facts, actually edited some audio to make Zimmerman sound guilty. NBC did it. So, you know, the media's fucked up. They'll have, like, a fucking... They'll have a story about three white guys beat up a black guy, race. Mm-hmm. What's it called? Race violence? A hate crime. It's a hate crime. Three black guys beat up a white guy, it's an assault. Mm-hmm. They won't report it as a hate crime.
No.
It's fucked up. They don't. It's that white guilt. You know, Patrice O'Neal said something great. He said, "I've never met a racist." Meaning... Racism is, you know, a racist will never come out and say I'm racist. It's right. Always like under the surface. Mm-hmm. So it's just white people the problem.
We really are.
Yeah, white people are the problem.
Definitely. Do you know that we're the minority now?
I don't know. That's not true.
Yes, it is. We're 49%.
Who's second? Hispanic?
Yeah, 51.
That's crazy. It's well, they let the illegal immigrants come in and fucking. Is that true? Really?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
I'll double check it, but I read it on CNN.
Well, eventually there's not going to be any white people left years and years from now because the darker gene is the dominant gene.
Right.
That sounds like we're like fucking Aryans or something. We're talking about this right now.
We sound like we're aliens talking about?
Aryans.
Aryans?
Like white power people. Save the race. Wake up, white people.
Oh, okay. I must have read it incorrectly. By 2043, we will be.
Yeah, it didn't sound right.
My bad, everybody. Yeah, my bad.
That didn't sound right. But people have a voice now. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a voice. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And they think their voice is so fucking important, and it's not. Mm-hmm. It's really not. But the thing I hate about people is, for instance, my good friend Mark Bracco, he's an author. Mm-hmm. I almost said Arthur.
Arthur.
He's an author. Go check him out, graylikeghost.com. That's Gray, G-R-E-Y. He does science fiction stuff. It's really good stuff in the vein of Blade Runner, Philip K. Dick. Kind of stuff. I read one of his stories and it was really great, Gray Like Ghost. I tried to read his other stuff. It's just too smart for me. I'm just too dumb. I'm too dumb to get it. I don't get it. But it's great stuff. A lot of poetry on there. I read the poetry. It's nice, you know, microfiction. And on graylikeghost.com, someone left a comment on one of his stories. Mm-hmm. It said, "Your paragraphs are too long. The story's too dry for me." And then he wrote something like...
It's painful to look at.
It's painful to even look at.
No need for that.
So, you know, Mark's my friend. I saw that. So I looked up his name on Twitter and I found him. And I called him a cunt. Straight up. I was like, yo, why are you such a cunt? Leaving shitty comments on my friend's thing. He comes back. He says... This is what he says to me. Ready? He says, "Wind your neck back."
Wind your neck back?
I wrote, I said, what does that mean? I don't know what that means. I know what it means, but I don't know what it means.
Okay.
I know what it means. But fuck him. What does it mean? So then he wrote, if he can't take criticism, he's not a real writer. I was like, listen, criticism is fine. Okay? The paragraphs are too long. It's dry. Good. Good. Why did you have to be cunty and say, what was it? Painful to look at.
Yeah.
Why were you? Why is that such a cunty thing to say? Why did you add that extra commentary?
Right.
I said that on Twitter in 140 characters. I just.
Yeah.
You know, I shortened it for Twitter. He writes back, criticism is a part of writing, part of being an author. He should know that. I write. Again. I write back to him. Again. Why did you add the extra commentary? It's painful to look at. And there was something else, too. I don't remember the second part of it.
Yeah.
You're not answering the question. Cunt. This is not verbatim. I'm just kind of paraphrasing. I don't know exactly how it went. Again, he comes back with, you know, you should relax. Does Mark know you're doing this? Why doesn't he reach out to me?
Right.
I wrote, again, why are you ignoring the question? He refused to answer the question of why he had to add this pussy extra commentary. I need to be heard. My shit sucks, so I need to make someone else feel bad about their shit.
Right. So he just wouldn't.
He just kept saying the same shit. So I just said, listen, I do a podcast. Come on my podcast and we'll talk about it. We could Skype because she's from, I think it's from San Francisco. But he wrote like his words with OU, like color with OU at the end. Okay. Like he's from England.
Right.
So I said, you know, come on my podcast. We'll talk about it. He shut the fuck up. But like 2 hours later, he was like, no, but you could DM me if you want or email me. So I was like, yo, fuck this guy. He's a piece of shit.
Not worth it. So, you're a Twitter bully.
So who?
Yo.
Not me. If he didn't say shit, if he wasn't being such a cunt, I wouldn't have called him out for it.
Okay.
You know? I think I mentioned him on my Twitter. I put an arrow and wrote AmeriCunt. Hashtag AmeriCunt. Because that's what this fucking country's turning into. And then he goes to and tweets Mark on his Twitter, at Mark Brocco, B-R-O-C-C-O. And writes, Mike Russo is yelling at me in your name. Do you know he's doing this?
What a little shit.
Right.
Wah, I want my mommy. That's what he does.
Yeah.
That's bad.
So Mark wrote back to him. My friends and my family, they have my back no matter what. What you wrote is fine. The criticism you wrote is fine, but I didn't appreciate the extra shit. Keep doing what you're doing. That was the last we heard from the guy.
Gotcha.
So, there's a piece of shit out, motherfuckers out there. Listen, criticize me all you want.
Yeah.
But you're going to try to hide your cuntiness under it? This guy was blatant. If you're going to do that, I'm going to call you out on it. And if you can't back it up, you lose. You're out. You're cut. You're a piece of shit. And he did not back up his statements at all. He kept reiterating the criticism, which is fine. But that one thing, he would not answer.
I recently tried to get Poland Spring home delivery. And I placed my order on a Tuesday. It's going to be delivered on a Thursday. First, I have a problem that... something with the billing. I don't know. So I had to call them and verify all my stuff. Then Thursday comes and you select a time slot. I chose from 8 to 12 for them to deliver the cooler and the jugs of water because somebody has to be home in order to receive the cooler. 12 o'clock comes and goes and no Poland Spring guy. Waited all day. Finally at 4 o'clock, when I have, you know, an hour and a half before I have to go to work, I called and she's like, oh, well, it looks like he was there and there was too much traffic. He couldn't back into the driveway. So now I waited around all day for nobody to tell me that he was there at 9 o'clock, and I seriously sat around all day.
He didn't come to the door or nothing.
Did not come to the door. No phone call, nothing. So it's been rescheduled for Friday. I'm like, well, I live on a main road, you know. If it's going to be a constant problem, I need to know. You know, there's always going to be traffic. It's a main road. So, let me write to the branch manager, whatever. So the branch manager calls me back in like a half an hour, and...
That's pretty fast. I'm impressed by that.
Yeah. She told me it would be 15 minutes to an hour, so... He calls me back, and immediately the first thing he says was, the guy didn't call you? He didn't call you? Like, he could, probably because he anticipated me being super bitchy and ripping his head off. Because that's what I was going for. Like, seriously, he made me wait around all day. I did not leave the house once today just because I couldn't miss this guy. So, he didn't call you? Ah, oh, he must be pulling my leg, too. Said, you know, you have a long, narrow driveway and couldn't back the truck in there. So now it's a completely different story from what was said to begin with.
Yeah.
There was too much traffic. Now my driveway is too narrow. I'm going to put it in a small truck. It'll come out tomorrow, all right? Sorry about that. Okay. Friday comes, 8 to 12 delivery window. 12 comes and goes. Finally, at 12:30, a half hour later, the guy comes. I wasn't home. I was out with the kids. My brother, you know, just signed for it. He came in here, set it up. I get home. I see it's the wrong cooler.
Jesus Christ.
Wrong cooler. So immediately I call. And then I notice on my invoice that my delivery time was from 12 to 3 or whatever, 12 yeah. to something. So now my delivery time changed. Nobody told me. And now you delivered me the wrong cooler.
The fuck are they doing over there?
I don't know. So I call. All right, we'll have the regular cooler, the cooler you want, out to you tomorrow, which is a Saturday between 8 and 12.
Ugh, fuck that. On a Saturday?
So, needless to say, Saturday, 12 o'clock, comes and goes, nothing. Like 12:15, I call, and she's like, oh, there was nothing scheduled for today. Ugh. The person I talked to yesterday told me there was. I'm like, you know what? Just come and get it. And finally, they were going to be here by 12 on Tuesday to pick it up. It wasn't until after 12 they were here. Did and the guy's like, it's not in as a return. It's just in as a bottle delivery.
They just fucked everything like, from start to finish. Yes. They fucked everything up. And they're the number one. Poland Springs the number one.
It's owned by Nestle. So Nestle is what it is, the number one. They do have a competitor. I don't know what it is, but they have like a big top competitor. One of my cousins works for them. He didn't say what the name of it was, but he did give me some insight as to why shit was never supposed to, you know, never happen the way it was supposed to. It's like pretty much you call a call center. They have no idea what they have in stock at the branches. So you call a 1-800 number to talk to customer service. And I guess they put in the deliveries. They put in, you know, what you want. And half the time, the places that have it, that are delivering yours, don't have what you want. So they just send you anything to get you started.
That's fucking retarded.
That's awful.
It's a horrible business
And they, model. He was, you know, talking about the routes and how, you know, they have residential areas and business areas. And it's like certain times and you know, you have to break your route from the business area to come to a residential because that's the thing that person selected. So they never do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a shitty system they have going on.
It sucks. That really sucks. It's an easy thing.
Right. I was in awe of how awful it was.
They have all these things set up to fuck up.
Yeah. Everything. Have you ever heard that, like people at call centers are like people in jail?
No, really?
I recently heard that like a lot of the people, like when you call 1-800 numbers, they're people in jail working. Like women in jail working.
Get out of here, really?
That's what I heard. I don't know if it has validity or not. I don't know, but there were people talking about it.
Do you know any specific 800 numbers?
No.
Like 1-800-Flowers?
Probably. You can, you know, from 1-800-Flowers, if I say like around Mother's Day, wanted to make some extra cash, could apply for 1-800-Flowers, and I can do it all through my home phone and computer, work for them. I would answer phone calls of people placing flower orders.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's crazy, right?
It's like $8 an hour, probably.
Probably. Yeah. But if you're only at home having to answer phone calls and then put the order in online, I would take $8 an hour for that.
If I'm home, nothing's getting done. So.
That's true.
All right, Ange, I guess we're going to wrap it up over here. You got any plugs or anything? You want to say what's up to anybody? Anything going on over there?
Just check out Cinematic Panic on Instagram and now on Twitter for all your cool movie stuff.
Yeah, cool movie stuff. Really, really cool movie stuff. Great pictures that you haven't seen before, like rare posters and just great stuff. A lot of Mondo stuff on there. Check out Cinematic Panic on Instagram and Twitter. And also check me out on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, Gungo Podcast. Same name, all portals is a good word. I don't know, portals. And go to GoFundMe.com/Gungo to donate to the podcast. Because as you can see here, what's missing? There's no laptop, but there's my phone. Can you see this? This is how I record my shit on this fucking little thing right here. This app that you're looking at crashes all the fucking time. So if you can help me get a laptop, I'd appreciate it. I'm trying to raise 25, or maybe it's 2,500. I got like 1,100, almost halfway there. So anything will be very much appreciated. Trying to work on shirts. Can't find the design I like. So I don't know. Check me out. Thanks for listening. Thanks again to ADO Radio for having me and Angela on their show. Check out their episode when it airs, and check out all my friends that I mentioned at the top of the show. And for all you real hip-hop people, the outro song is for you. Later.
And vitamins, irons in the niacin. Fuck who that I offend. Rappers sit back, I'm about to begin. Bow, foul, talk your squall. Never even walked the wall. More or less destined to get tested. Never been arrested. My album will manifest many things that I saw, did, or heard about, or told firsthand. Never word of mouth. What's in the future for the fusion in the change? Rappers are in danger. Who will use wits to be a remainder when the missile is aimed to blow you out of the frame? Some will keep their limbs in, some will be maimed. The same suckers with the gab about killer instincts return bitching, knowing damn well they lack in this division. The connoisseur cracking your head with a 4x4. Realize, sucker, I'll be the coming like Noah, always simmer you down, perpetrating facade in what you consider an image. To me, this is just a scrimmage. I feel I'm stoned, not cause a bopper wear my cap cock. The more emotion I put into it, the harder I rock. Those who pose lyrical but really ain't true, I feel. About what you did, but you never done it. Admit it, you bit it, cause the next man came platinum behind it. I find it ironic, so I researched and analyzed. Most write about stuff they fantasize. I'm fed up with the bull on this focus of weed and clips and Glocks getting caught and wax not being flipped. It's the same old, just straining from the anal. The contact is not complex, the vex. So why you pushing it? Why you lying for? I know where you live, I know your folks. You was a sucker as a kid. Your persona's drama that you acquired in high school and acting class. Your whole aura is plexiglass. What's the face told me you shot this kid last week in the park? That's a lie. You was in church with your mom. See, I know. Yo, slow your roll. Get we good to go. Guys be locking in this thing called rapping just for dough. Of course, we gotta pay rent so money connects. But I'd rather be broke than have a whole lot of respect. It's the principle of it. I get a rush when I bust some dope lines or roll. That maybe somebody will quote. That's what I consider real in this field of music. Instead of putting brain cells to work, they abuse it. Non-conceptual. Non-exceptional. Everybody's either crime-related or sexual. I'm here to make a difference. Besides all the riffing, the traps I'm not sticking. Rappers stop flipping for those who pose lyrical but really ain't true, I feel. Their time's limited.